My next paper is all about memory. Oscar Wilde called memory the diary that we all carry about with us, and scientists, with their curiosity, are keen to see where and how that diary is written. Memories occur in our brain, and there's 100 billion nerve cells in our brain, and they're connected to each other. There's about 1,000 trillion connections in the human brain, and it's thought that new connections are made from one nerve cell to another as we learn something new. Some of the connections look like little mushrooms with proteins in the kind of the head of the mushroom, and these proteins are there to help carry electricity from one nerve cell that's connected to the next nerve cell, and that is how we think and learn from our environment and remember things.
So you're saying that you have an experience and this is translated in a certain part of the brain into new connections between nerve cells in the form of these mushroom-shaped projections from one cell to the next.
That's what's thought, yes. But really, scientists wanted to find a new tool that would help them to look at the proteins in that bulbous mushroom connection. And they found it very difficult to find a technique that would allow them to do that in the living brain. But published this week in Neuron, some scientists at University of Southern California have published this new microscopic probe that can light up these connections. They found this antibody that can actually be inserted into a cell and it still retains its shape. It doesn't dissolve as most antibodies will do when they go inside a cell. And they've managed to enable it to stick to the protein in this mushroom-shaped connection. And then they've also tagged it with this green fluorescent protein from the jellyfish. And in that way, they can actually see how these proteins in that connection move around and change as you can learn and remember new things. And so they've now tested this in a mouse brain slice, and also mice nerve cells growing in a petri dish. It doesn't seem to be adversely affecting the cells there. So the next step is to look in the living mouse as it's doing different tasks.
What's the protein that the antibody is locking onto and flagging up in these connections between the cells?
So the protein is a protein called postsynaptic density 95, and it's one of these particular proteins.
Trips off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does trip off the tongue, yeah. It helps to recruit other proteins, and then they act all together to kind of regulate this transfer of electrical information from one nerve cell to another. So the scientists can use this thing called mRNA display synthesis in order to probe loads of different proteins that are in this kind of mushroom, in this synapse. So they don't just have to look at PSD95, they can look at other proteins as well. So it's a fascinating technology, very clever.
How did they come to pick on that particular protein? Why look at that one?
Well, PSD95 is well studied to start with, it's well characterised, and it's also been implicated in learning and memory. And there's problems with this protein in, for example, schizophrenia, where people with schizophrenia often have problems with their learning and memory. And so, it's just a very well characterised protein that's highly involved in the synapse dynamics.
So the major breakthrough is the ability to do this clever antibody inside the cell, carrying the marker onto that target. So you could actually use that for a range of different targets to explore a range of different things that are going on in cells, not just memory.
Exactly, yes. This new technique isn't just limited for neuroscience. It could be used for other types of cells, not just those in the nervous system.
Thank you very much, Hannah. And you can find more information about that story and the references to all of the things we've been discussing on our website at thenakedscientists.com/news.